The score in the Illinois-Duquesne game in the Chicago Stadium is 8-8. 8-8. Illinois against Duquesne in the NCAA tournament at Chicago. And Payne comes into the Quincy lineup now. He'll probably replace Brothers. Payne replacing Brothers, who just picked up his fourth personal foul with 25 seconds remaining to be played in the third quarter. Quincy 48, Hebron 46. There's the timer signal. 8 minutes and 25 seconds remaining to be played to decide the champion. Your guess as to who that champion will be is just as good as mine and probably a whole lot better. I don't have any guess. If you have one, yours is better than mine because I have none. Another score from Chicago, Illinois 14, Duquesne 10. All right, play here for the state championship. Final game will be resumed by a free throw by Phil Judson of Hebron at the south line to our right. He's set for it right now. It's on its way. Rolls around and in. He has two free throws coming. The first is good. If he makes the next, it'll knock the ball game up at 48 all. Bounces the ball two or three times, several times. All set for it now. On its way. The ball game's tied up. 48 all. The pass comes in to Phil Harvey for Quincy. Crosses the line on this side of the court. Comes halfway into the near corner. Gives it back out in front to Dick Thompson. Off on the far side to Charlie Fast. Goes into the circle. Can't get a shot away. Has his pass deflected. And picked up beautifully by Paul Judson. But as Paul does, he steps on the out-of-bounds line. Awarded to Quincy. Dick Thompson takes it. Brings it in the backcourt to Harvey, who steps across the line. There's only a second or two left. He does shoot. A long, high looping shot that was too long. Hit the top side of the board and bounded away. Apparently, the timer ran out of cartridges for his pistol over there because they sounded the horn rather than the gun to end the third quarter of play. Well, that's the end of the third quarter of play. And the score is just as it should be in this championship game. 48 points for Quincy, 48 points for Hebron. Ladies and gentlemen, grab your hats, hang on to your chairs. We've got 8 minutes to go. We're exactly where we started as far as either team winning the ball game is concerned because the score was tied. There, the timer finally finds out that gun will work. We don't see any casualties over there, but the gun did work now. He didn't fire the gun to end the third quarter, but he's going to fire it to start the fourth. 48-48. 8 minutes to go. Quincy gets ready. They'll shoot at the north goal to our left. This fourth and final quarter, remember. Hebron, the south, and our right, waiting for the toss. Here it is. Picked up now by Phil Judson for Hebron. Comes down with a short jump shot from the side. No good. The rebound is fought for and tied up. Tied up. Schultz of Hebron and Payne of Quincy. They'll jump at the south circle. Here is the tip taken by Paul Judson in the near corner for Hebron. Right out at the free throw line, the Spooner takes, picks on one, misses from the free throw line. The rebound by Wilbrandt rolls across the ring, no good, and that one's picked off by Jack Gower for Quincy. Gives it to Dick Thompson, crosses the line at the center circle, goes halfway into the far corner, drives around his man, comes clear through underneath the basket, turns down, takes a jump shot, no good. The rebound picked off by Hebron when Phil Judson grabs it. 48-48, Judson crosses the line, gives that ball to Paul Judson, goes to the edge of the circle, this side to Phil. And he throws a long lob pass, knocked right out of the, right over into the hands of Wilbrandt, who pushed it right back through the basket, and Hebron leads 50-48. Dick Thompson crosses the line now for Quincy, goes into the far corner. Comes out a bit for clearance, out the center circle to Phil Harvey. On this side to Gower, right back now to Harvey. Comes to this side with his dribble. Bounces the ball in the near corner to Payne. Right back on in between the circles to Thompson. On the far side to Jack Gower, rises with a 15-foot one-hander. No good. Rebounded by Schultz for Quincy. Gives it to Phil Judson, to Paul Judson. Across the line now to Wilbrandt for the scorer's bench. In the far corner now to Spooner. He takes picks on one. No good. The rebound is fought for and tied up. Phil Judson and Charlie Fast. They'll jump at the south circle. There's the tip. Come through at the side of the floor. Picked up by Phil Harvey for Quincy. 50-48. Hebron leads now. Harvey stops. Gives the ball at the center circle to Thompson. Back to Jack Gower. In the near corner to Payne. Kane back out in front to Thompson. Through on the spot position to Charlie Fast. Turns and takes a pivot shot. No good. The rebound picked off by Schultz for Hebron. Gives off to Paul Judson. Crosses the line. Being crowded hard. Gives that ball to Schultz in the center circle. Right back to Paul Judson. Goes in for a short shot in front. The press backfired on Quincy that time. And Quincy calls for timeout. It's timeout now in the fourth quarter. And the score is Hebron 52, Quincy 48. Back at the ball game at Huff Gymnasium, we have 5 minutes, 15 seconds remaining to be played. And the score is Hebron 52, Quincy 48. 52-48 in as fine a championship game as you'll ever see. Up at Chicago Stadium, Illinois leads Duquesne 19-18, and Red Kerr just came into the ball game for Illinois near the end of the first quarter. All right, Quincy's ball out of bounds underneath the Hebron basket at the south end. The pass comes into Dick Thompson for Quincy. Crosses the line at the center circle. Goes over to the far side. Gives to Thompson or Gar Harvey between the circles. Suter Brothers on the spot position. Turns and takes a jump shot and scores. That boy's a ball player. 52-50. Hebron leads. Quincy still putting on the press, but here's Phil Judson. Comes down across with the ball, gives it in between the circles to Paul Judson. This side to Phil, and he takes picks on a 15-footer from the side. No good. The rebound picked off by Payne for Quincy. Gives off to Dick Thompson. Thompson crosses the line on the far side. Gives that ball out in front to Harvey. This side now in on the spot position of Brothers. Turns and takes a jump shot. No good. The rebound picked off by Brothers in this corner, but lost out of bounds. Paul Judson gives it in to Brother Phil. Passes across the line to Spooner. Spooner comes into the near corner. Gives that ball to Phil Judson. Out in front now, Phil Judson takes it back again. Gives off to Paul Judson in the circle. Turns and takes a shot from in the circle. Right through. Hebron, 54, Quincy, 50, and the pass comes in to Phil Harvey for Quincy. Crosses the line. A long pass for Brothers is deflected, knocked down, picked up by Phil Judson. He almost lost the ball, but cleared it over nicely now. Passed across the line to Schultz. Gives it off on this side to Phil Judson. Threw in the near corner to Spooner. Brendan between the circles to Paul Judson. He shoots from just outside the circle. No good, but a foul is called on Payne. He may have two shots coming. Foul called on Payne of Quincy, and Paul Judson will have how many, Mr. Official? How many, Mr. Official? Give that sign to us. Two. He'll have two coming at the south line. He's set for the first one. In the air. No good. Hits the backside of the ring. A bit too much powder behind it. Bounds away. Way over by the scorer's bench. It bounded away. Hebron 54. Quincy 50. A little less than 5 minutes remain to be played. Paul Judson. One more free throw coming at that foul line. Sets on it. In the air. Right through. Hebron 55. Quincy 50. And Quincy takes timeout again. Timeout for Quincy. And now we can give you the end of the first quarter score in that Illinois-Duquesne game in the Chicago Stadium in the NCAA tournament. At the end of the first quarter, Illinois has a 2-point margin, 21-19 over Duquesne. Plenty of cheering tonight. Leather-lunged rooters on hand for both teams. Hebron 55, Quincy 50. This ball game has been nip and tuck all the way through. coaches of both teams. Mr. Ahern of Hebron and Mr. Latham of Quincy, and they're up giving words of advice to their boys. The chips are down now, the entire stack shoved in. The hand will have to be played out for what's out there because everything's in the pot. Hebron 55, Quincy 50. Quincy's ball out of bounds underneath the Hebron basket at the south end. It comes into Dick Thompson. Bill Harvey threw it in. Off on this side to Jack Gower. Back in front to Harvey. Back to Gower on this side. The Thompson at the center circle. A bouncer two in between the circle. Stops. Gives it to Charlie Fast. Price does drive through with a shot, which is no good. The rebound picked off by Phil Judson for Hebron. Gives the ball. Ball comes across the line. Dry speeds up his dribble a bit. Can't get through. Gives it between the circles to Phil. Here on the near side to Wilbrandt. Drives into the basket and is fouled by Brothers. And that's five on Brothers. The Hebron boys go over to shake his hand, congratulate him on a well-played game. That is a bad blow for the Quincy Hopes. A very bad blow indeed. Bruce Brothers had 20 points in this man's ball game. He is a fine ball player. Hebron has a 5-point lead, 55-50, with 4 minutes and 27 seconds remaining to be played. Into the ball game for Quincy comes Payne. Payne coming back in for Quincy. Will Brandt will shoot one or two. He'll shoot two at that south line to our right. He's set on the first one. Around and out. No good. Hit the front side of the ring. Bounced over, hit the back side, and came off to the side. One more coming. In the air. Right through. Hebron 56, Quincy 50. The pass comes in for Quincy to Phil Harvey. Crosses the line to Thompson at the center circle. Takes a bouncer two. Goes into the circle with a jump shot. No good. There's a whistle on the play. A holding foul called on who? Will Brandt? Right. Called on Will Brandt of Hebron and Thompson of Quincy. Will have two shots. That was the second foul for Will Brandt. The first free throw by Thompson is right through. Quincy has made only 2 points in the last 4 minutes of play up till now. The second free throw by Thompson also right through. Now they've made 4 points. 56-52. Hebron leading. Schooner crosses the line for Hebron. Gives off on this side to Paul Judson. Sets up a drive for the basket. His shot is deflected, knocked down, and picked up very beautifully by Thompson. Thompson being crowded hard. And a jump ball is called. Jump ball is called in the south circle. Tip taken by Paul Judson for Hebron. He tries to pass to Schultz. He bats the ball in just as he goes out of bounds. Wilbrandt picks it up, throws a shot back at the basket. No good. Rebounded by Thompson for Quincy. Throws a long pass to Payne down near the far corner. He rises with a jump shot, which is no good. Rebounded by Wilbrandt. Gives a long pass down the floor and turn. Lost out of bounds by Spooner. A bit of hurry-scurry basketball here in the closing minutes. And there's a whistle on the play. I believe the ball went into the crowd. No, someone calls for a timeout to settle those jagged nerves. Hebron 56, Quincy 52. 3 minutes and 43 seconds remain to be played. Oh, it's been a fine ball game. A very, very fine ball game. Hebron 56, Quincy 52. 3 minutes and 43 seconds remain to be played. And there is Bruce Brothers up talking with his teammates. He's on the bench with 5 personal fouls. He's a great ball player, one of the finest in the tournament. There are plenty of fine tournaments out there on the... There are plenty of fine players in this tournament. Out there are the Judson twins for Hebron. Not to mention the other Hebron boys, and not to mention all of the other... There's Jack Gower of Quincy, a fine ball player. Both Thompson and Harvey of Quincy. There's... Everyone on those two teams are fine ball players, or they wouldn't be in this final game. You can bet on that. All right, Quincy's ball out of bounds. Comes into Dick Thompson, the south end of the court. Crosses the line at the center circle. Goes to the far side of that dribble. Goes halfway to the far corner. Give that ball to Payne. Payne with a jump shot from the free throw line. No good. Just barely missed. The rebound fought for, and they go to the floor, and it'll be a jump ball, I believe, between Gower, Quincy, and Phil Judson of Hebron. Jump at the north circle. There's the tip. Ball's on the floor. No one seemed to want it. Finally, Phil Judson says, I'll take it. But in the meantime, there was a mad scramble between he and two Quincy boys. And they're going to jump it again, this time with Dick Thompson. Judson looks around, picks out a player to tip it to, but it goes to Charlie Fast of Quincy, and a foul is called. He tries to shoot. A foul is called on Will Brandt of Hebron. Now it's questionable whether he'll have one or two shots. He'll have two shots. That was three on Will Brandt. All right, Fast will shoot two at the north line. He's set on the first one. No good. Hits the ring and bounds away sharply to the left-hand side. Shot was a little bit to the right. He has one more coming. Sets himself carefully this time. On its way, right through this time. Hebron 56, Quincy 53. 3 points difference. The pass is across the line to Wilbrandt for the scorer's bench. He gives it deep in the far corner to Spooner. Back out to Wilbrandt. Wilbrandt says, let's drag this defense out a bit now. Gives that ball. He's being crowded hard. Gives that ball off to Spooner for the scorer's bench. Back to Wilbrandt out near the center line on the far side. A bounce or two gives that ball to Paul Judson by the scorer's bench. In the center circle now to Wilbrandt. Takes a bounce or two. Has that ball knocked out of his hand, and Thompson retrieves it for Quincy. Throws a long pass on the far side to Phil Harvey. Takes a bounce or two. Can't get through. Comes back out for clearance. Goes back into that far corner. Still bouncing that ball. Gives it to Payne. In near the basket. Drops the ball. Picks it up and shoots it at the basket and scores. Oh, don't think this ball game's over. 56-55 Hebron. A long pass across the line by Hebron to Spooner. Over on the far side to Phil Judson. 1 point difference in the ball game. 2.5 minutes to play. Gives it to Will Brandt on the scorer's bench. He gives it to Phil Judson. Halfway into the far corner. Comes into the circle. Bounces off on this side to Spooner. Back out between the circles to Paul Judson. Through the shelf near the basket. And he scores on a left-hand push shot. Hebron 58, Quincy 55. Harvey crosses the line for Quincy. Comes halfway into the near corner at the free throw line to Payne with a shot. No good. The rebound comes out, picked up by Phil Judson. Drives across the line. Keeps driving. In, whips it back out now to Schultz in between the circles. Off on this side to Spooner, to Paul Judson. Takes a bounce or two. Goes in underneath the basket. Call for traveling. A very clear case of it. Hebron 58, Quincy 55. We have a minute and 40 seconds remaining to be played. Harvey crosses the line for Quincy. Comes halfway into the near corner. Gives in to Charlie Fast. Turns and takes a short shot on the side. No good. The rebound is fought for in the far corner and will be a tied ball between Jack Gower and Don Wilbrandt.